بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, I want to speak to you about something which I think every few weeks or months this reminder is necessary, and that is that your future and my future is in our hands. Your future and my future is not in the hands of anybody else. It's not in the hands of some government. It is not in the hands of some political leader. It's not in the hands of some religious scholar. It is not even in the hands of your parents. It is not in the hands of your brothers and sisters. It is in your hands. It is in my hands. This is one of the fundamental rules that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. Fundamental rules of running this world that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. And that rule is that what you do today affects what happens to you tomorrow. That's the fundamental rule, and that rule doesn't change for anybody else. It's like one of the rules of physics, for example, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also created, and which also do not change for anybody. The rule, for example, gravity is a rule of physics. Aerodynamics is a rule of physics. Entropy is a rule of is a rule. We call this the rule that anything that is left unattended deteriorates. It doesn't improve by itself. All of these are unchangeable rules, meaning that if you leave the garden of a masjid, or if you leave the garden of a temple, of a mandir, unattended, both will go down. Both will deteriorate. Neither of them, for example, the garden of the masjid will not suddenly start growing roses and will not, you know, de-weed itself because it is hearing the adhan every morning and five times a day. No, it does not do that. The rules apply irrespective of who is within their purview. The rules apply to everyone who is within the purview of that rule, no matter who that person is, no matter what they may do. And these are the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of those laws is that Allah gave our future in our hands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that we have been created to be the most beneficial of all people, and we have been created to benefit others. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. Allah said, you have been extracted, you are the best of people, and you have been selected in order to benefit others, in order to benefit people. My brothers and sisters, I remind you and myself that find me, right? Search and find me one single person in history who was beneficial but was despised, was hated, was oppressed, was imprisoned and killed or whatever, right? Find me one single person, man or woman, no matter which society, no matter which culture, no matter which religion, a person who was beneficial to others, who actually created material benefit, who did things to people which were clearly perceived and perceivable as beneficial. And this person was hated, this person was oppressed, this person was, you know, all negatives. Find me one single person and tell me, what does it tell you? It tells you that this rule is that the world likes those who give, and the world hates those who take. And the world doesn't care at all about the identity of the giver. The question of identity comes only when it's a question of taking. Then people say, who are these people who are taking from us? They are this, this, this. But when the giving is there, when people are giving, tell me, have you ever seen anybody refuse? Let me give you an example. If you are sick, right, you are a Muslim person, if you are sick and you need heart surgery, what do you look for? Do you look for a heart surgeon who is the most highly qualified person with an impeccable track record? Or do you say, no, first of all, find me Muslim surgeons? So somebody says, you know what, in this city, in this town, in this country, the top 3-4 surgeons, heart surgeons, are not Muslim. But they are absolutely superb heart surgeons. Will you as a Muslim say, no, hold on, I don't care, you know? Find me a Muslim surgeon. I will not go to a non-Muslim surgeon. Will you do that? If you did that, I would say you are very stupid. Because even Islam does not tell you to do that. Even Islam does not tell you to do that. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam always chose the best person to do what he needed to do. When he and Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, when they left Makkah and they came to Medina, who was their guide? It was somebody who knew the way, and that person was a non-Muslim. Did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, no, I am not going to be guided by a non-Muslim? Well, it so happens that there is no other person who can guide you, so now what to do? As the Nabi alayhi salam, he could have made dua for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide him, and Allah would have guided him. But he didn't do that. He took the help of a non-Muslim, and he didn't worry about whether the man was a Muslim or a non-Muslim. Because the focus there is, I must get what I need to get, and therefore I will look at the person's competence and capability for delivery. Exactly the same thing happens to us in the world. As long as we are giving, as long as we are people who are seen as beneficial, as long as we are people who have the competence and capability, believe me, the world doesn't care a hoot about your religion and about whether you have a beard or you're wearing a hijab or a turban. They don't care at all. They are only looking at what can I get from this person which is useful for me, which is beneficial for me, which is critical for me. And as long as you are delivering that, it doesn't matter if you look like a billy goat, they will take it from you and they will pay you for it. I'm saying this to you because today we seem to have fallen into this psychological, emotional morass where we feel that, oh, nobody loves me, everybody hates me, I eat worms all day. You know, the whole world is after me, the whole world is trying to kill me. Believe me, whether that is true or not, there is only one way that you can change that. And that is by focusing on what can I do now. Your future and my future is in our hands, and it depends on what we do now. Not what we talk about, not what we worry about, not what we moan and groan and complain about, but what we actually do. If we do the right things, then our future will change the way we want it to change. And unless we do the right things, our future will not change the way we want it to change. The point is that our future is neither being built by anybody else, nor can it be destroyed by anybody else. What people are doing is they are doing whatever they want to do for their benefit. It so happens that you are in the way, so you get run over. But who told you to sit in the way? Who told you to sit in the way? My brothers and sisters, seriously, let us look at ourselves and say, what is it that I can do, I need to do right now, which will have a measurable effect? Forwarding WhatsApp, forwarding emails, forwarding videos is not one of them. Please stop this completely useless and wasteful activity. Completely, it wastes your time and it wastes the time of the person that you are sending it to. Please stop it. Do not do that. Do not do that. Instead of that, focus on doing something which is measurable, which is beneficial. That starts with tahajjud. All of these moaners and groaners and forwarders of email, I want to ask you this question. That email which you forwarded today, that thing which you are moaning and groaning about today, did you stand in tahajjud and cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about that? Did you ask Allah to change your future? Did you stand in tahajjud and did you beg Allah, oh Allah, change this thing. Oh Allah, this is what is bothering me. This is what is hassling me. Please change that. Did you do that? If you did not do that, then you are not serious about it. You just think sitting and using your smartphone to do stupid activities is going to help you. It is not going to help you. Stop all this. look at yourself and say, what is it that I can do today, right now, to change my own future? Because that is in my hands. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.